morning, precious children of God. We're still looking at joy like we did yesterday. And remember yesterday I ended off saying, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You see, joy is strong. It's got power. It's actually like a force that can work things in your life. Joy can laugh in the face of adversity. James 1, 2 to 4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, pure joy, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you can be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Happiness is dependent on circumstances, but joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and it's grown in the presence of God. That's why we can consider joyful when we face trials and temptations. Why? Because we know we are the righteousness of God. Because we know that we have peace with God. Because we know that God works all things together for us. And because we know we are called according to His purposes. We know we live in His presence. And most of all, we know that Jesus said, don't you love it when you look in the Bible at the things that Jesus said and they go right into your heart? And this one is, He says, I'm saying these things while I'm still in the world so that they may have the full measure of joy within them. Jesus intends for us to have joy. So that's why we can obey Paul when he says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And I say it again, rejoice. That's what we need to do. But we need to choose to do that. Sometimes when we're feeling low, we should actually praise and sing and have joy in the midst of those circumstances. While I was preparing these devotions, I began to think, oh, you know, and these thoughts come from, you know where they come from. I began to think, you're too old to be doing this. Who wants to listen to an old lady? And I began to feel miserable. And it suddenly hit me. I'm listening to the evil one's lies. I should be listening to Jesus. So I got my belt of truth and I put it around my waist. And the truth is God loves me. The truth is that He has enabled me to do what I'm doing. The truth is that He anoints me. The truth is actually it's got nothing to do with me. And God's truth will fill you with joy. These are Jesus' words, again, from John 16 this time in verse 24. He says, ask and you will receive and your joy will be full. Sometimes we don't have joy because we don't ask. Rick Warren said, joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life. The quiet confidence that everything's going to be all right and the determined choice to praise God in every situation. We can do that because we are highly favored and deeply loved.